This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the meeting to review performance of public sector banks on various parameters in New Delhi. Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Dr. Vivek Joshi, Managing Directors and Chief Executive Officer of Public Sector Banks and other senior officials are attending the meeting. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman, along with other participants, will review deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. The Finance Minister will also evaluate the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma schemes. In the evening, the Finance Minister Sitharaman will also review the performance of regional rural banks. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will hold talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Deoba in New Delhi today. Dr. Deoba arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Nepal. The ministry said that Nepal is a priority partner of India in its neighborhood-first policy. It said this visit will provide both sides an opportunity to discuss and review the progress in bilateral cooperation and help in advancing ties further. Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first visit of Anwar Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. The External Affairs Ministry said Prime Minister of Malaysia will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. During his visit, he will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The ministry said the bilateral relationship between the two nations was elevated to the status of enhanced strategic partnership in 2015 during the visit of Prime Minister Modi. The Vice President of Zimbabwe, Constantino Juvia Dominic Nyakadazino Chiwenga, has arrived in New Delhi today. He will attend the 19th CII India-Africa Business Conclave tomorrow. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that his participation in the conclave highlights the strong ties between India and Zimbabwe. The notification for the first phase of general elections to the Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir will be issued tomorrow. 24 Assembly constituencies in the Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in the first phase. The last date for submission of nominations for this phase will be 27th of August, followed by the scrutiny of nominations the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidates is 30th August, and polling will be held on 18th of September. Meanwhile, the final electoral rolls for the upcoming assembly elections in the Union Territory are likely to be issued tomorrow. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of the brothers and pray for the prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support the sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion. In a message, the President said Raksha Bandhan goes beyond religious and cultural boundaries to symbolize the unity and diversity of the country. President Murmu said this festival strengthens our determination to protect the rights of women. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in his message has urged everyone to commit to upholding the dignity and respect of women, fostering an environment where they can thrive and fully realize their potential. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished that this holy festival would bring sweetness in relationships, happiness, prosperity and good fortune in people's lives. Over 70 Padma Awardee doctors have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking his personal intervention in the case connected to the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last week. And that is the